if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Sing it, Johnny. There's no words. Hey, it's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Let's do it. It's you're listening to High Society Radio. It's on the More Like Radio Network.
Ow.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Our Twitter feed is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/High Society Radio. Follow us and friend us and like all the stuff we post and just make us feel good about ourselves.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Silk Road gone. We're not going to feel good about anything for a while.
Some hard shit. That is some hard fucking shit.
How long have we been talking about the Silk Road?
Years at this point.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's only been around for two.
Well, we were talking about bitcoins or something.
Probably.
Silk Road's been around for more than 2 years.
Yeah, it's older than two.
2011 is when it got started.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Never forget.
For those not in the know, Silk Road's the eBay, or was the eBay of drugs. It was
a little bit of everything, actually.
A weird website that you could go on.
Order hits.
We'll get to that. Buy all sorts of cocaine, marijuana, cigarettes,
black tar heroin,
Molly.
I used to have to sit with Wikipedia open in another tab because there'd be so many drugs I never heard of.
Some crazy shit.
Well, that was happening on the internet, out in the open, pretty much.
You can get firearms.
You could, yeah. You used to be able to get buy guns off if they stopped that.
Fake IDs.
Fake IDs.
Yeah,
Which is, that's how they got busted, right?
Yeah, I think it was a passport thing, right?
It's one of the ways they got busted. The guy who ran it was some 29-year-old physics student from Texas.
They were saying he was Walter White-ish because of that shit. Fucking assholes.
Yeah, I guess.
They're trying to tie everything into Breaking Bad. Yeah. Just fucking...
If he gotten busted when The Sopranos ended, they would have called him Tony Soprano.
Yeah, basically.
If they would have busted him when Seinfeld ended, they would have called him Jerry Seinfeld.
I don't know if how that makes sense, but okay.
Never mind. If he would have gotten busted when MASH ended, they would have said, this guy's like Hawkeye Pierce. Also, they also said, what's the internet?
Bitcoins. What the hell is that? Here's how stupid I am. You texted me at what? You texted me right when it happened.
As soon as I was on the Ron and Fez show, when I heard the story, it was broke there for me.
You were on air. You texted me at 1 in the afternoon or something.
Yeah. I was like, yo, fucking Silk Road got busted, dude. It's for real.
Here's how dumb I am. 4 hours. I'm just waking up at that time.
Of course.
4 hours later, I'm getting to work. And I'm like, I'm going, oh, shit. Should have bought some fucking bitcoins. I bet they crashed. Sure enough, they did. They dropped $30 and then went back up.
Oh my God.
I really wish I had just bought like 1,000 bitcoins. It would have made dough.
How much are bitcoins trading at now?
I think they're back up at like 110.
Oh wow.
They went down to 80.
Oh my God.
Hmm.
Yeah, I should have bought bitcoins.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody made a lot of money
they always
that
do.
Day.
Yeah. So through Bitcoins was the way people were able to buy their drugs on the Silk Road.
Yeah, you couldn't fucking use PayPal on there, right? It's too risky,
Johnny,
and shit.
You know, you can't, no, because no one knew who. Supposedly, no one knew who anyone was. But you know, people buying, basically just buying drugs anonymously off the internet through anonymous people with an anonymous currency.
They're so back. They're back around $100-something, $130.
Damn it!
Oof.
Why didn't we buy some bitcoins?
Yeah, you would have made $50,000 if you just bought 1,000 bitcoins when they went down.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that's good.
Well, you would have needed $80,000 to buy the 1,000 bitcoins.
You would have needed $8,000, right?
No, they went down to $80. They didn't go down to $8.
Mm.
I'm not good at math.
Apparently.
I'm kind of a tard. But yeah, Silk Road shut down. Now people can't buy their drugs on the internet.
So I'm sure something will pop up to take its place.
Yeah. I texted one dude who we know that I was like, yo, the fucking Silk Road's down, son. It's like, bullshit. I was on there yesterday. I just brought a bunch of shit.
They were just in denial and shit?
No, they just didn't know because it was the day before. Like, I texted him as soon as I heard it shut down.
Damn.
Ed. Well, he's a bit perturbed, to say the least.
Yeah.
And people, he must have, his money's just gone. That's just in the wind, right?
Oh, yeah, all the money's just gone. A bunch of people were posting on Reddit about how, you know, I just took a bunch of different people's money, and it was a lot, thousands of dollars buying weight.
Oh, word. That's how they're getting down on
it. And that money's gone. And there's no drugs to show for it.
Yeah, but you can track anybody down, right? Like, I wouldn't be on fucking Reddit saying, yeah, I got that weight money. And I'm not. You shouldn't be doing shit like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, was it really the smartest thing to be buying your drugs?
I just scammed a bunch of junkies. Ask me anything.
What?
Yeah, right?
People don't know how to do that quiet as kept shit, man. You should maybe not be doing that. You can track somebody.
It's not the smartest thing in the world to be buying drugs on the internet. Also, despite how
it's safe. It worked for 2 fucking years. The dude fucking, he became a millionaire off of that, right? I'm pretty sure.
He made $80 million?
Yeah.
The guy who ran it supposedly made $80 million in bitcoins.
Fucking Bitcoin empire.
Yeah.
God damn.
For real, it was a Bitcoin empire.
Holy shit.
Yes, son.
I don't know. Good for him.
Yeah? You feel good about that guy?
Oh, my God. That's a lot of fucking
This is what he looks like. Here's a picture of him.
Oh, that's just like a bad pic, man.
He actually kind of looks like Walter White's son in Breaking Bad.
Oh, Jay Mitt?
Yeah.
That fake crippled motherfucker?
Yeah, just milking it.
Guy's not even that crippled.
Hey, he don't need no sticks, B.
Oh, yeah.
He's fronting, you know?
Forgot how insensitive we were to crippled people.
Stay front.
Yeah, internet's Walter White. Yeah, this guy also got busted trying to kill people, takeout hits on...
I think that's what fucked him up big time.
An employee of his got busted, a Silk Road employee got busted, he thought he was going to flip, and so he contacted someone on the internet to try and kill said employee, and the person who said they'd take the contract was a Maryland FBI agent.
Damn.
And he haggled with him.
Yeah, of course he... Well, I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, and then he tried to take out a hit on another dude, like some dude was trying to blackmail him, and he tried to get another hit out on that guy.
And he used the same fucking guy?
No, it was someone else, and they couldn't tell if he killed him or not. They couldn't figure it out.
Find a fucking body.
Yeah, they ain't finding no body, so I guess if he did kill him.
Maybe the guy took a trip.
Possibly.
He'll be all right. If you can't find it, you ain't got a crime.
Oh, man, I'm so upset. Have you tried to go on there at all?
No,
that shit is down. What are you, nuts? You'll end up on the fucking list just for trying to access it, probably.
Yeah. I immediately uninstalled my Tor browser.
you pretty much should. Oh, man. So the last fucking kingpin of internet money left is what? Fucking Zuckerberg, Gates, and that dude from Mega Upload.
Kim.com, son.
Ah, son.
Mega Upload.
My man got the fuck. He's good money. He got out of jail.
Something tells me this guy ain't getting out of jail.
No, this guy. No, there's a theory out there that this guy is he's a puppet, and he's not the real Dread Pirate Roberts. The Dread Pirate Roberts is the guy who was the admin name for the guy who ran the Silk Road.
You know what? Looking at the dude's picture, you can kind of see it. He might be getting muscled into it just because he knows computers and shit.
Also, you don't think that's possibly people trying to, like, create reasonable doubt for the guy?
I don't know. Look at him, man.
No matter what happens on the internet, there's fucking someone who says that it's a conspiracy. So, you know.
That's true,
Pixar, it didn't happen.
That's right.
How do we know?
I post that everywhere. Everywhere there's a comment section, that's all I post.
Word, you post a lot in comment sections.
Yeah, I'm like, what up? Picture didn't happen.
Nah, but that's plausible, though. He has like a fucking master's in engineering and some crazy shit like that, too, right?
Yeah, he's a physics
student.
He's
like a bookworm and shit. Nah,
his parents didn't think he did it.
They never do, don't they? They find a fucking leg in a bathtub. Like, whatever. Are you looking at one of Stanley's posts?
Yeah, we were reading it
before.
Sites? It's pretty funny. It's on Yelp. I'm trying to find it.
Can we say the business name or no? They're out of business, right?
Yeah, they're closed now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a business in Astoria.
I'd like to think Stanley shut them down.
I mean, I hope so. I hope that's... That
he
was,
had the highest high fives and all that good review stuff.
I forgot about
it.
That. Yeah, I...
He shut them down.
Made a Yelp account just to shit on this one business that... in my neighborhood. It's since closed.
You were fucking internet raging, son.
Yeah, yeah. I was crazy. Pissed. I was totally justified.
Okay. The name is Chris S.
All right.
Avatar,
do you
want to
break down
two
why
cans
you did
of
it,
Steel Reserve. The review starts very simply. If one business in Astoria could burn down, I hope it's this one.
Yeah, that's him.
An hour and a half for a fucking delivery. A fucking hour and a half for delivery. Was told my address was confusing on the phone. It isn't. Once the delivery came, they had no change and told me it was my fault the delivery was late because I didn't tell the guy on the phone my information twice. Because these pricks don't speak English.
Oh.
It's my fault.
Oh.
Jesus H. Christ, I hate this place. Shit food and what the fuck. An hour and a half. You must have been really hungry, boss.
Well, I was also quite buzzed.
Yeah, it says, well, it does. The end of the review does say, I've been drinking. That is the last sentence of the review.
Nobody can't say you're not honest.
That's the last line of the review. Hopefully the delivery guy came back to a burned husk of a storefront. I've been drinking.
It was a Sunday. I remember I was watching football.
Yeah.
And I had had a couple.
I mean, most arsons happen on
just
Sunday.
A bit. The crazy shit to me is you waited an hour and a half. You didn't fucking figure, yo, let me order for somewhere else. You mad loyal. Good for you.
Well, it gets to that hour.
To a detriment,
you're like,
but...
Well, you probably kept calling and they were like... It's like 10 minutes away,
well,
right?
At first, I fucking... They couldn't run my credit card or debit card.
That doesn't make any sense.
Three times in a row. I kept giving them the number and shit, and they didn't do it. And then they actually came to my house three times.
Well, they're fucking Indian, right?
I don't know what they were. I can't remember. Mm. They came to my apartment three different times.
To your building.
To my building.
Yeah.
Ringing the wrong doorbell.
That's fucking
It was
brutal.
The worst experience in delivered food ever, and I've ordered from fast food pizza places.
Yeah.
Well, Domino's comes pretty quick, right?
Still, then you have to eat Domino's.
Well, the crazy shit about all that, you ended up fucking paying them, didn't you? And eating the fucking food, right?
Did you tip the delivery guy?
You probably did.
No, I didn't tip anyone. I just, I did eat the food.
It's fucking crazy, though. Cause
angrily.
Because, like... At least you'd think they'd give you the fucking food on the fucking
Oh,
arm,
no, it was
dude.
My fault, Johnny, for not giving them my address
you're
correctly.
You should have punched that motherfucker in the mouth.
Well, the place is closed, so why would in the end?
You
did
shut
you burn
them down.
It down?
No, I did not burn anything
He burned
down.
Them on Yelp. He burned them all. Yeah.
What up? Burned them on Yelp, son. Word to everything.
I mean, that place was halal, though.
There you
you're
go.
Halal
was
burgers
it?
Now, yeah.
I don't even know.
Halal burgers, man?
Yeah, why was I ordering food from there?
Oh, you must have been pretty fucked up, dude. Halal burgers.
Mm. Muhammad approves this shit.
Oh.
What?
Well, we're going to do this update?
Might as well,
sad
son.
Update?
We like to have fun on the show, but sometimes life fucking gets real and shit. Mm-hmm. We lost a good friend. We never met the little motherfucker, but he seemed cool. His name was Swano. We did a story on him a couple podcasts back.
When? Who the fuck is Swano?
The
Remember
Australian pig, you asshole.
The Australian pig that fought a cow?
He got drunk. He had like 18 barrels of fucking meat or whatever they make out there.
Oh, I vaguely remember that.
Well, he was a good pig, and he got hit by a driver. I think he was drunk, and the driver hit him.
Oh.
He's dead, though, and he will be missed. I don't know if you could eat him, though, if he got hit by a car. I was thinking about that. He must be flavorful from, like, all the fucking booze in him. It'd have to be. He'd have to taste all right, you know.
I don't know, dude.
He's technically like roadkill at that point, but he's still
a
pig.
Wild boar isn't that good? Wasn't he like a feral pig?
Yeah, he was. He'd be kind of gaming him, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Still though. Personally, I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, fucking scumbag.
Oh, come on, he's our friend.
You would have fucking wanted to meet him, though. You would have gotten along with him. Probably
yeah, whatever. A drunk pig. Yeah, just bring
I
him in
feed
here.
A pig some beer.
Fuck shit up. We can feed him that fucking Monsieur Booze machine you were showing me.
You can't feed. Well, he didn't. He would have enjoyed the drinks. To be fair.
Yeah, you see, you saw this shit, Stanley.
No,
it basically makes mixologists a thing of the past.
No,
and bartenders.
And the shit was.
How
built.
Is the speakeasy craze gonna live then?
Well, it's gonna be like an automat, but from the future, it just mixes drinks to order for you.
Some Jetsons type shit.
I'm all about the automat.
We know you love the automats.
There used to be an automat on
St. Mark's.
On St. Mark's Place in New York City, but it closed, sadly.
Yeah, it closed because it was overly expensive, considering it was an automat.
Like, how much did they charge?
It was like $3 for a corn dog.
Oh, my God.
I don't really think that's that expensive.
I think it's kind of expensive. For when you get dollar pizza across the street.
Oh, yeah, no. Son. That's some good dollar-ass pizza, too, son.
Dollar-ass pizza.
Oh, yeah. You leave Bull McCabe's fucked up, go next door. Yo, let me get a slice. I got this dollar right here. No tip. They just take that dollar like a G.
Yeah, it's dollar pizza. They don't expect tips.
Oh, yeah, son.
I don't think this thing is going to last long. It's called the Monsieur Drink Maker.
Where is it? Where is it at?
America.
I'd say Atlanta, judging from the guys that made it.
What, because they're black?
Yeah. Well, you couldn't tell. Now you ruined a bit. I wanted to see if people could figure out if the inventors were black or white.
Well, it wasn't a very good bit, Johnny. I'm sorry.
You couldn't fucking tell unless you saw they fucking pick, which you did, if they were black or white.
You guys are fucking getting crazy with each other today.
I like it, though. It's mad cool. You go in, it makes any drink you want.
Oh.
You just have to put
it's got like hundreds of recipes.
Yeah, you just have to have the booze in it. Like
it makes sense. I mean, mixing a drink.
It's a bit creepy, too, though.
It's kind of like a science. Like, there's very, you know, weighed out amounts of liquors and
oh, no, it knows how to fuck it. Like, it goes off of shit like it can tell your mood. Like, if you have a favorite sports team and shit.
Yeah, it hooks up to the internet. So if you get home, it hooks up to Wi-Fi. So when you come in the house, your phone links to the network, and it automatically starts making you a drink. And if you come home late, it asks you if you want a double.
The word is tether. I learned that today. It tethers to the fucking internet.
Is it connected to the cloud?
Yeah, it's all in the cloud, dog.
That's what's up. The cloud.
I think it said for the business model, it has some shit where, like, I don't know if it breathalyzes, but it cuts you off if you do a certain amount.
That's bullshit.
It's at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, people are just going to disable that.
You keep that in your house? I don't want to be cut off my own
home.
Well,
not in your crib, but if the business model one probably does it, though. That's what it said on there. It's good shit, though.
I'm sure people will be able to disable that very quickly. They should just call this the enabler, though. Why do they call it Monsieur?
I don't know.
French.
I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, I don't think the dudes that are in the video invented it. It had nothing to do with race. I just, I don't think they invented it.
What do you mean? Why not?
You saw the video. You can go, like, off the name. The name sound like bullshit. Even you said, like, I don't know if that's his name.
Oh, the guy's name was Barry?
Yeah, and then the other dude was
Barack
Eric.
Obama used to go around.
Yeah, but those
people
are some hood motherfuckers, man.
What,
I think the dude had a FUBU
machine?
Tie on and shit.
I think, yeah, Damon John, he bought this out on Shark Tank.
What's wrong with a FUBU tie?
Well, nah, it's just
Stanley's wearing a FUBU tie right now.
Balling out of control. Well, you could wear it. You wear it right. That dude there, he's trying to sell you something when he's not himself. It's weird. I don't trust it.
I trust that guy. I'll buy the robot bartender.
It's
cool.
It's $2,000, Stanley.
No. It's
money in the bank.
$1,500 for the full bottle. I might do that.
$26.99
for the eight.
Yeah, for the you need the eight. He's got all that booze in his house.
Oh, word. Yeah, it is better than that kegerator you had, so you can do that.
Well, no, I mean, this thing doesn't have beer. Beer is.
You could probably put beer in there if it does bottles, right?
I'm just saying, beer is delicious, and you're going to need that.
Yeah, you could put it in there.
You should really
have
both, though, honestly.
Yeah,
sure.
Son.
You're fucking up in the game. You're fucking up in the game. You want to get it delivered? I heard Crave Shack sells them.
Thanks, buddy.
Good callback.
Just slit my own throat. I don't get it, yo. I mean, I don't really need a bartender fucking robot in my house because since I drink one thing, the liquor on the rocks.
Now you can get some fresh juice in there. You get all healthy with your booze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
your sugar levels won't go up at all.
I'm not interested in pumping more sugar in my brain. I prefer
make a nice Irish coffee in the morning.
I prefer liquor and ice.
Hmm.
Johnny,
I don't do ice.
And Red Bull on the side.
Old school. I like neat. I don't fucking do ice. Not a savage.
See, neat is just a shot. Then screw it.
It's good that you could do any booze neat, son. You don't need no fucking ice.
Fine, then drink some Kahlua.
Water it down, son. You're fucking watering it down. What's that about?
I like to have a nice chill. Let's get my liquor a little cold.
Mm.
I don't know, Johnny.
You know about Glacé Gourmet Ice?
No, the fuck it's is Gourmet that? Ice.
There's this place out, and I think they're out in Cali.
What kind of asshole sells ice?
I know. Only the biggest douchebag sells ice.
What kind of scumbag jerk-off sells artisanal ice? Should kill yourself if you're in that racket.
What, is ice cream? Or?
No, it's ice, Johnny. It's ice.
Yeah, it's just it's spherical ice. They say there's like a weird melting point. Yeah.
It's water.
Oh, like
that's frozen.
Like those statues and shit. It's like a statue company.
And
make
then
those
sold
nice?
Back to you. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. A lot of people do that. All right, good for you. You're making statues out of ice. All right.
They're not statues. They're just spheres, and they
get
use molds to make them. Yeah.
What?
Look at it. There it is, right there.
Oh, fuck off.
What's it called? Glacé?
Glacé, yeah.
What kind of pathetic loser sells ice?
How much is it? How much is it?
Order now. Let's see. $205 for like...
Two pouches?
Two pouches?
What, this is like what, 24? It's like
all right, here, 50 pieces of ice. $325.
You know what? I get paid this week.
Yeah.
I said I was going to take you boys out for dinner.
Yeah.
Let's just get some glacé and chew on that shit.
I like chewing on ice, so.
Oh, yeah. We dip it in, like, soda, some shit, some booze, maybe, since you like alcohol with it.
Yeah, I like alcohol with ice.
All right, so what the fuck is so special about it, though, that they charge you out there? Is it just the shape?
It's just the shape.
Fuck out of here. I seen fucking Rolo fucking ice trays and shit. The circle ones?
Yeah, they say, of course.
Yeah, so is it the water they use in the circle?
I think I am going to buy some, too, Johnny.
It's just ridiculous, though.
Glacé is meticulously designed and differentiated drink ice product.
Oh.
A perfectly spherical 2.5 diameter ice product designed to occupy the top position in the premium ice market. I mean, clearly,
I'm sold.
We've heard of it. The presence of minerals, additives, and other pollutants found in artesian sources may contaminate the taste of premium liquors and drinks.
That's
why Glacé is made with purified water to ensure its tasteless quality.
I don't want the taste of my Jim Beam tainted.
Well, apparently you got
by the likes
Velvet
of tap water
shit.
Ice cubes. They can suck my.
That.
Look, if I'm pouring myself a big old glass of Papaw vodka, I don't want dirty old New York City tap water making it taste shitty.
I hear you on that. I don't want my fucking Thunderbird tainted and shit. I like to live the life. Little black tongue action. Be nice.
I don't even know what little black tongue action. I don't know. I don't know what kind
you never
of
caught weird, fucking.
I don't know what kind of weird things you're into, Johnny.
Damn, son, that's a lot of fucking money for some circle ice.
How do we get into this racket?
I don't know. You just get some water and freeze it, and then just write some douchey shit on a website. Apparently,
I'm gonna get some dick trays, and I'm gonna fucking sell some dick ice.
They have dick trays.
They got those.
Damn it.
They have everything dick-shaped that you could possibly need for a bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah. Dick burgers, dick cakes.
Dick burgers?
Probably got dick burgers out there. You know, fucking cut the meat into a dick shape. You can make
a
dick cake.
And then you put
it
in a hot dog bun instead of a regular bun?
I guess. I don't know. I wasn't going to go for that, but okay.
Oh, no.
Dick-shaped.
Like hot dogs. Tastes pretty good.
You can use the hot dog buns as balls, I guess. You know, meat. You know.
You would.
I don't know.
You would, Johnny.
Burn me sick.
Creep.
Damn, you gonna put that on Yup, tough guy?
Yeah. I'm the tough guy. That's me.
Shutting businesses down and shit.
Can't believe this. God, they're charging me this much for ice. I mean, I guess it makes a big difference.
We should definitely Yelp Glacé. Or at least, like, you can get them on Amazon. You can definitely write an Amazon review for it.
What are the Amazon? Look at Amazon. Well, what are the Amazon
I don't think anybody on Amazon... Unless people from the company, they do that shit on there. Like, you can tell they work for the company.
Yeah. Even on Yelp, on new businesses, they'll be like, 10 reviews. And they're smart about it now. They'll like make like a couple of like not so good reviews, and the rest of them are like 5-star. Like, this is the best new stuff I've ever eaten. I can't believe this neighborhood hasn't had product X in such a long time.
Oh, apparently you can't get it on.
They're not
Amazon.
Fucking around. It's just a one place
they just
and
know
one time only thing.
Shit on, I think.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you get? Well, I wouldn't shit on them because I'm like you two. I appreciate fucking good ice.
Apparently, son.
Unlike you two, I know that you know.
Look at that shit. Yo, how long does it take to fucking melt? It's ice at the end of the fucking day.
It's got a
day.
Higher melting point. That's why it costs
yeah,
a big dicks.
How long? It's still going to fucking melt, though.
6 days. You can take it out of the freezer. It won't melt.
You know what, son? I'm making so much money right now. We should buy it and just
Look,
put it in the microwave.
They had a party at the Playboy Mansion, bro.
Oh, yeah. Fuck out of here.
How
Come
much
on,
did that cost
Hef?
Them?
Oh, no, it's free. Like, Hef just really likes the product.
Well, he's a
well,
baller.
Here's some Playmates with balls in their
mouth. He's a baller of distinguishing taste. He would know what's good.
That's true.
Is Corey Feldman there? Because it ain't a Playboy party. Corey Feldman ain't there.
No, it isn't a fucking weird fucking drifter party if Corey Feldman isn't there.
Damn.
All right, I'm seeing this fucking slideshow. I'm doubling down on my glace.
I haven't seen any famous people, nothing.
You don't need famous people as long as they're a whore.
You can get
there,
T-Pain,
Johnny.
Son. You can get T-Pain a fucking, you know, rock glass or something. Be nice.
Mm. That is nice. What are you looking at, John?
Glass A.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Fuck him.
Why?
Fuck him. That's some asshole shit, because I bet you the kid that started the company got the money from his parents. He's like, Mom, you know, I got this good idea.
Well, and I don't think a bank was giving him a loan.
Yeah, fuck that. So his parents probably gave him, it's probably like a single mom. She didn't have anything better to do, and she knows the son's a fuck up. She's like, you know what, son, chase your dream. Here's some money to make ice balls and shit and charge people out the ass. I know this is going to blow up.
Company's been around for a while.
How long?
I don't know.
Are they on the stock exchange? They
I
must
heard
be
about
fucking
it like
fence.
A year ago. The website is copyright 2007.
Ooh.
So they've been around for a while.
So this is old fucking news is what you're telling me, Chris. And we look like fucking idiots because we're talking about how, oh my God, I can't believe this artisanal ice is so fucking baller. When we could have been doing this 7 years ago.
We got
to start
a fucking time machine, you jackass.
Well, I mean, I knew about it, clearly. You guys need to step your ice baller game up.
Yeah, I haven't even seen any shit.
Once again, I feel
shit.
Fucking embarrassed. It's not even my own fault this time.
I don't have to tell. It's my job to tell you about all the different baller things that exist now.
Yes, I need to know about being a baller.
You out there more than we are, son. You living that life. You're an entrepreneur and shit, making connections. I've never even seen this in real life. I don't even know if this
what,
is
ice?
Real. No, this glace shit.
Oh,
I know
right,
what ice
no,
is.
All right, no doubt.
I don't thank know. God you know what ice is.
How else do you keep your drinks cool?
I put them in the fridge for a while, usually.
I mean, yeah, you throw them in the freezer.
It doesn't
still,
sound like you're a glace.
Still, if you bring in a beverage that you know you really want to drink, that's not cold.
It's true,
right? Am I fucking going crazy here? I gone totally insane.
No, I just deal with it, man.
You just roll with. The
I feel
punches.
That. I do know that because I fucking love boiling hot beer. Like a lot of people say to me, like, damn. I like my beer cold. Well, I say, fuck you. Give me a delicious hot beer.
They do. Fucking, is it Russians? Or you told me that shit one time. There's a hot beer out there, right?
Don't they drink beer warm in England?
I think England,
no,
yeah.
No, that's bullshit. No.
No?
No.
It's not true?
No, it's not
that's
true.
Just one of
You've
those
been
myths?
To England before?
No, but I know plenty of people have been there who say, no, it's bullshit.
Okay.
But they do.
Me, on the other hand,
wait, they do call fries chips, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Me, on the other hand, when I go into a fucking bar, I'm like, "What's your hottest beer?" I'm like,
give me
what
the...
your highest selling? I'm like, "No, literally,
the warmest
temperature.
Shit you have.
You got a hot plate back there?
Yeah.
Keep my beer warm.
Give me the shit you got in the box."
Or in the summer, I'm like, "Listen, can you guys just take a 12 pack, leave it in the sun for a half hour, I'll come back?"
Oh, that's it. That's it. Sun-kissed beer. That's what you need.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nice hot, just
damn good.
God damn.
Can't get enough of it.
Shit makes me want to vomit.
What? A
fucking warm beer? Nah, I'm
a
in.
Nice hot Budweiser.
Ugh.
On a really hot day.
Nah, I like damn. A good bubbling hot Guinness.
God.
You're talking to me right now, son.
it's like drinking stew.
It kind of is.
It's like, can I have a stew brow? That's a hot Guinness. Fucking mixologist. Where's the robot? Give me the robot. The robot will know how to fucking serve me a drink.
Fucking make it at room temperature and shit.
Room temperature? That's fucking ice cold to me, dude. I need a goddamn...
You need your beer to have a fucking fever.
Yeah. That shit needs to be hot.
Ooh, fucking A.
Mm. Love a hot beer.
And that shit made me want to throw up right now.
You make me want to throw up by fucking shit on my things that I like.
Oh, I wish we remembered some of those hot puns. We could go back to the hot puns.
I only drink fucking small batch.
Oh.
Unrefrigerated. Oh. Like, from the get, I don't want it refrigerated.
Oh, yeah. How is your quest to only drink beer that's brewed within 3 miles of wherever you're standing going?
Oh, it's going great, dude. It's fucking awesome.
Fucking, you doing that hipster shit now, son?
I'm always doing that hipster shit.
God damn, dog. I thought that aviator shit was a phase.
Well, I mean, he's on that next shit, man. He's got that fucking hot beer, man. You see all these hipsters. He's a trendsetter.
He's got that, man.
Thank you. Who did aviator sunglasses first?
Good point. Good point.
Who are all these hipsters?
I was wearing blue blockers way before Galifianakis was. And fucking,
and then, who walked around incredibly unkempt? Barely showered.
Me.
Way before it was cool.
Bearded.
He was fucking older when he was an intern and shit. Like, damn. Is that the new kid?
Bearded, son.
Oh, man.
Give me those blue blockers. Shit's a good look. Shit is a good look for men and women alike.
Mm.
It's unisex, you know?
They need fat titties, though. Chicks with fat titties make it look right. Flat-chested chicks, not so much.
I mean, fat titties make anything look right, John.
Fucking right, you know?
That's
titties.
A good point. A nice rack makes things better. And it's either a human rack or a rack of ribs. Don't care.
Mm. I'm dead ass too. I really want to kind of throw up because of that hot beer shit.
What?
That shit is disgusting.
What's so wrong about it?
The Guinness one. Like, I've had, like, you ever get fucked up drinking Guinness and you leave it like half a cup? And then you go back and it's like mad warm. Guinness gets warm, I think, faster than any beer.
You gotta put some glacé in there.
Oh.
That's disgusting. What are you talking about?
Fucking.
Wait, you don't like a little luxury ice in your beer?
Not when it's fucking boiling hot already.
I can't drink warm alcohol. Like, I can drink room temperature. I can't do sake because they warm that shit up. I don't drink that shit neither.
Sake, you mean?
Well, yeah, that's what
it's
I said.
It's not fucking hacky sack.
What? I said sake.
You said sake.
Yeah.
Sake.
All right, whatever you call it, man. I can't drink that shit neither. You got to warm it up. It's not my speed, son.
You don't have to drink the hot one.
Yeah, but every time you go to a restaurant, they serve it to you like that.
You don't
they
like
warm
a good
it.
Hot toddy?
What is that?
It's a hot drink.
I don't know.
Like rum. Hot buttered rum? You like hot buttered rum?
I've never had that. You a fancy dude. You got your glacé parties and shit. You invite dudes.
Hot buttered rum?
Mm.
It's butter and rum. It's cinnamon.
I guess that sounds, was that a winter drink? It sounds good enough. All
it's a delicious winter treat. All right. A hot toddy.
I might look into that.
You got to, dude. Because you're not drinking these hot beers I'm trying to sell you.
I'm not
and you're fucking, you're refusing to put any glacé in any of your drinks. So the hot toddy it is.
Oh, man.
What's wrong, Johnny?
Oh, I really want it. That shit, like the image. Fucking
now only serving hot beer.
I'm probably going to throw up. That's from a whole different, other bunch of different problems I have. It's called I Try to Kill Myself on a Daily Basis.
Oh, why?
Slowly, dog.
Why?
With fucking hot beers, drugs that you can put in your fucking body in various ways.
And crappy food you waited an hour and a half for, fucking back and forth that you ate.
Yeah, and terrible food choices.
You're fucking crazy for that one, son.
I'm stupid and crazy for a lot of reasons. That's just one of them, baby. All right? I just told you I drink hot beer. That shit is disgusting, okay? To most people, that's fucking an awful decision. To me,
for the people listening to, it's not a bit. He's not doing, oh, hey, I'm not. He really does that shit, son. I've seen a nigga.
What's the hottest beer you have, son? Is there any kegs that you... That are ready to be thrown out. Maybe
I can pass drink the fucking expired date. Just give me the head, son. I'm
crack
good.
That shit open with a can opener. Just give me the ass. Can't be that fucking warm. Cold, rather.
Some other nasty shit I've seen on the net lately. You ever heard of the caveman diet?
Let me think. What, like fucking pterodactyl dog? I mean, you can't be dinosaurs.
No, basically, it was a dude on Vice. He had like a real bad fucking stomach infection a couple years
back. I'm a fan
back.
Of Vice.
It's my shit, son.
It's my shit.
I think some of their blogs are a little cunty, but other than that, I'm a fan.
What do you mean cunty? I know there's one chick writer. She's kind of an asshole.
No,
blonde
no.
bitch, but...
There's
Kat
just...
Marnell?
Maybe. She wears glasses? Blonde bitch.
She's blonde.
Yeah, it's probably her. Glasses. Fuck that bitch. But it's a good read, but the motherfucker had like a real bad stomach infection. So he went through like a bunch of diets. None of them worked. Then his boy was like, yo, try the caveman diet, basically.
Did he try the hot beer and fucking glass A diet?
Oh, god damn. Oh. Yeah, I swear to God, if I throw up, we'll throw up on you, son. That's fucking disgusting.
Good lucky for me. I like that. All right, so what's a caveman diet?
So this dude eats fucking, he basically just does all meat raw. Lamb meat, cow, any kind of meat, he'll eat it raw. Don't cook it, no nothing.
All right.
And then he washes his teeth in fucking flesh. He brushes his teeth in fucking flesh.
Yeah, wait, no animal fat.
Yeah.
Does that clean your teeth?
No, you know what it is? Because he said it after a while, if you don't know that raw shit, he gets like a bloodlust, and that kind of helps with the bloodlust.
Is this a gimmick, or did this guy...
No, he really does this shit.
This is a picture of his fridge at his house.
That is it. Has he researched as to what a caveman actually ate?
Probably not. They just put names on fucking diets. But he says, and he swears by it, he hasn't gotten sick or nothing. People are impressed by it. But I don't think it can't be for everybody, I'm pretty sure.
Eating raw meat all day long? Well, I guess, I don't know. I eat a lot of beef tartare.
Yeah, that's what I'm
good.
Saying. It works. But that shit is seasoned. I don't even think he seasons this shit. Because I know fucking BK was telling me, like, if you put salt on shit, you preserve the meat.
Yeah,
and all
it doesn't
say
anything about it. But, I mean, I would imagine he has. He says he goes right out to farms. He gets it, so it's okay. But he also, like, no, he does do something. He, like, ferments it, which actually will kill a lot of bacteria.
Okay.
They say, like, it says in the article, it says right here, he also eats rotten meat, but he adds probiotics to it and stuff.
I didn't even see that. Oh, that's fucked up.
Are probiotics for real?
Yeah.
None of us are doctors, and I don't know why I'd go to you guys for medical advice, but I'm asking, are probiotics for real?
Nah, yeah, they are.
They seem like pseudoscience to me. Kind of like fucking Chris's alpha brain.
That's definitely pseudoscience. I don't care. Works for me.
What's your other shit besides...
Definitely. That shit definitely works. I'll tell you that
now. Oh, man. Are you still on it? You're not taking
it. What's it do for you?
It makes you, like, if you haven't slept at all, it'll just, like, you can function normally.
You get no sleep, but
you run. The prescription version of it is called... There's a prescription version of this stuff. It's called Nuvigil.
Cocaine.
No, it's called... Because it's not... It doesn't speed you up. It just makes you not tired.
You're just in real time is basically what you're saying.
Is it in, like, energy drinks, this shit?
No. It's like...
I don't trust it.
How'd you find out about it?
Internet.
Is it... what kind of people use it? Is it given to other people, or is it...
Yeah, they give it to narcoleptics. And to people with extreme sleep apnea.
I'll pop one. You got any?
No. I have it in my house. It's in powder form. Why would I just carry that around with me?
I don't know. Well, next time we do a podcast, you got to hit me off with one, all right?
All right. It doesn't do much. I'll tell you that right now.
It keeps
but I'm
you
always
running,
mad
though,
tired.
Right?
So to give me one to make me...
Don't you have a vitamin D deficiency?
Oh, you do?
I try not to go out into the sun.
But I have one, too. You know what?
Not like a troglodyte.
I actually got diagnosed with one also recently.
You got vitamin D, too?
And I researched it. Yeah. It's because...
Well, we're both incredibly pale human beings.
Yeah. You just need to get some more exercise, though, because it's like fat-soluble, so it'll release the vitamin D that's already in your body.
Oh, okay. Damn, son.
I mean, you are an Irish-American, so I assume you drink a large glass of milk with every meal.
Oh, shit.
I feel like every Irish person does that.
I do like milk. Like,
good
milk
you,
is tasty. But my problem is I put strawberry quick in it.
Oh, fuck.
Is that bad?
No, that's got more vitamins than strawberries.
Go, yeah,
it's good for
it's
you.
Flavorful.
Antioxidants in berries.
God damn. Does that shit have animal fat in it? Quick has animal fat in it, doesn't it?
I got animal fat in me. That's for damn sure. All right, so caveman man.
So the dude swears by the diet, though, and he hasn't been sick or anything. He's been fucking
well,
normal.
If you look at raw meat,
yeah,
like it looks good. Like
no, yeah,
sometimes.
Definitely.
Nah, yeah, like a good piece. Yeah, a good piece
of
raw meat.
Raw chicken grosses me out to this day.
Well, it's slimy.
Yeah,
as fuck,
I guess
though.
I'm talking about. I'd say raw pork and raw beef.
Yeah, raw beef, especially like raw red meat.
Marbleized meat looks pretty good, son.
Like just like Google search like.
But the thing that's weird is, like, why?
Raw
you think
beef.
This guy's just eating raw, like, lamb. You think he'd go for sushi or something? Like,
well, not. To be fair, though, like, doesn't sushi have, like, a lot of mercury in it and shit like that? I don't think meat has that kind of. Like, it works for the dude. He has no kind of health problems. I don't know about.
that he's telling us.
That are caused by this. He has a health problem, which is causing him to eat this. He was dying.
No, he hasn't. He don't have it no more, though. He swears by this shit. Also, well, by the way, he eats lard, which I don't know. I don't know how the fuck that works, but.
No, you can eat. You can just.
No, but he's like, look how he's eating lard. It's
this,
like
that's
in
this
it.
Bowl, right?
Yeah, that's the white
shit.
Yeah,
you can just
in.
Whip lard with some salt and pepper, make some whipped lardo. It's just delicious on some toast, dog.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's delicious, bro.
It's like creme fraiche, dog, but fucking lard.
I don't even think you can eat. You can't really eat raw pork, though. You got a high chance of getting sick off of that than you do meat.
The
right?
fat you can like really like clean it out. It's the meat that you got to worry
that's
about.
That's what I'm
saying.
You can
but get like, trichinosis from it.
Oh, I don't even know what the fuck that
that's
is.
My N word right like there. What? Word to everything.
So apparently, this guy gets his vitamin C from eating sheep organs.
There you go.
All right, see, I much prefer to drink a glass of
water. He can't digest anything but raw meat. He said he was like dying.
Yeah.
And then somebody on the internet was just like, yo, try this. And he was like, well, I'm going to die. He tried going vegan, everything else.
The shit
so he
got
just tried
him
it
up
and he's fucking
game,
healthy
dude.
Again.
Nah, he's good money.
Damn, yo.
Yeah. No, there's some people that are built for that. Some people, I can't, like, that's way too much grease just to eat like that.
Wasn't there, like, isn't there, whatever, it's probably another stupid fake thing that people say. There's, like, a tribe of Indians that, like, all lived, like, into their 60s, and all they ate was, like, raw buffalo meat and drank, like, buffalo blood and fucking milk and shit, and that's all they had. And they
the
lived.
People that took their land got, made that room up. So huh? I don't think they did
no,
because
when they, like, assimilated into normal society, they started dying younger. Like when they started having more like European style diets.
See, I don't.
But see, who knows? Because then people say if you have a fucking European diet, you live longer, have less cancer. Like it's a crapshoot, son.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All I know is fucking having a goddamn siesta and eating a goddamn 4-hour dinner. That's what's up.
That sounds like the life.
That is kind of the life. That's the best stuff.
It's like, yo, let's damn. Take this nap, son, and then eat a 4-hour dinner and just fucking
like
smoke.
That's like
drink
12
wine
fucking,
and eat.
Like these guys.
Oh hell yeah, son.
What the fuck is this, Johnny?
If you want to do time, you go to Venezuela, son. They got some shit called.
Good, I was
party
planning
prison.
On doing a lot of criminal activity in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah. Oh, son, if you are, though, go there. Because, you know, they hook you up. You
how
live
so?
Better.
What is this?
They got a prison that's just people partying.
it's not prison. It's fucking
look
club
at this.
Band.
This
it's
is a prison. You see this band resort. In the background?
That's right. A fucking prison band.
You see this pool? Prisoners right. Swimming with
right,
family
so these guys
members.
Living better than me right now.
Oh, they're yeah. Living a lot better
that's
than you,
that's why nobody wants to leave the joint. Literally, nobody wants to leave in that shit.
Yeah, Dateline did a story on
and
it.
Why is it such a baller-ass party?
Because they get women, they have drugs, guns. It's basically
yeah, but
like,
why are they getting all these things?
Because these are the drug dealers that run that fucking penitentiary. I actually think we should do that in this country. It doesn't cost the taxpayer shit. They're criminals. They're away from you. Let them do them. It don't affect you none.
Oh, no, Johnny.
Why the fuck would you want to leave a jail like that? If anything, they want to stay in there longer, and it doesn't cost the taxpayer shit, son. Think about it.
Are you saying we try to pull some, like, Walter White shit?
Apparently, they have a bunch of riots also.
No, not that prison. That's,
no,
that's
they do.
The, no. Read it again. That's the shitty prisons where the poor common people go to.
No. They beef with the shitty prisons.
Oh, it's like camp. Oh, there you go. Hey, rich kids got to fight the fat camp. No offense, yeah. Hicks. Fat camp. What? I'm sorry.
I'm offended because you said that to me.
I don't know. But I wouldn't mind doing time. I think it'll work here, though.
What, the party prison? I don't think that's going to work here, Johnny.
No, I'm saying, like, if you let the prisoners fucking fund their own shit and it doesn't cost the taxpayer anything, nobody give a fuck. I don't think anybody would give a fuck.
I say we do. It'll be like Project X with more rape.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Project X Block. Get it?
Yes,
no offense, Johnny.
Oh, shit.
Your people go to prison a lot, and I'm
do.
Overweight. Gotcha.
Yes, you did. Sick burn, son.
Gotcha, sick burn. I'm almost about to pass out right here.
Some chicken wings, son. You had like 15 fucking chicken wings.
I hope I didn't eat that many.
50-cent fucking wings. You can't beat that
yeah,
deal,
no more.
Son.
2 weeks in a row is way too much. I'm done with that. Right.
I'm trying to go there as soon as we're done with this.
Yeah,
oh,
you
God. Are.
Well, you don't eat... you do eat 12, right?
I usually get 12 wings. Yes.
And you get the hot shit, too. You get the extra spot. Oh.
I like damn. My asshole to burn. The There's this spot I go to. Is this Szechuan place I go to at Sunset Park?
Yeah.
Gunset.
Yeah, Gunset. Sorry. But I go there. They have this it's called three pepper chicken.
Yeah,
it's just it's just mad peppercorns. And every time I eat the whole thing to the face, I get that. And they have like a cucumber salad that's just cucumbers and chili oil. I eat both of that to the face. Damn, and then the next day, I just like every time I regret it. I just feel like shit in the morning.
Yeah, your liver must be fucking shot by now. The way you drink
it. Nah, capsaicin is good for you, man. I read it on the internet.
eat a bunch of that and drink
some guy who was eating raw meat was telling me that spicy food's good for you.
Yeah, follow that up with a nice fucking bottle of cheap red wine. Your fucking shits will just fucking be fantastic.
Oh, my God. Oosh. Mm-mm.
I don't know, yo.
Shit be burning, son.
We gotta pull this Walter White shit, though, like you said, and get into this party prison. I think you're right.
There's, in Colombia, they like, sold Breaking Bad to like, Colombia's gonna have their own version of Breaking Bad. Like,
oh, yeah.
When shows are successful, they, you know, sell them out to other countries, and they do their versions of it. And the fucking guy's going to be Walter Blanco. Just find it very funny, even though it's
is, like, meth popular enough down there that it's...
I don't know if they're going to do meth or cocaine.
Probably cocaine.
It would make sense if he's a coke dealer.
And they call him, yeah, Blanco.
I don't know if I'd snort blue cocaine, though.
Nah.
If they keep that plot.
Nah, you would.
I think
you would. If somebody was like, yo, dog, I got this cocaine, but it's blue, you'd be like...
I'd be like, this is just like Breaking Bad. This is great.
If anything, I'd mix it up with fucking Eastbound and Down, La Flama Blanca and shit. That was my dude right there, son.
Are you, have you been watching the new season?
Nah, I saw in the last season. I haven't caught up yet. I don't have HBO, man. I got to keep up.
Oh, your shit's going to go nuts once you watch it.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They brought it. Oh, I was shocked they brought it back because the way, I thought they ended it. I didn't like the way they went with it, but I don't know. This will be good. Is he going back to the majors or is he done with it now?
Son, you got to watch, son. I'm not going to fucking.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Anyway. You fucking bastard.
I will say this. It's kind of weird. He has two kids in the show, right?
He's got two now?
Yeah, yeah. But the daughter looks like she must be related to his brother's fat son. I swear to God.
Oh, now I got to check it out.
Yeah, it's very creepy and weird.
Wait, the half-brother?
His brother. No, his regular brother.
Oh.
John Hawks.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which is weird that he's his brother in the show. It's very strange. Weird. It's great, but that guy's like fucking all serious actor and shit.
Yeah, everybody needs a check, man.
Yo, I know, son.
He's good. Keep those hot beers rolling in with that checks.
Tell me about it. It's getting cold out now. You should just fucking leave like a 30-pack on the roof of my building. Throw some tar on it just to, you know, make sure it's
keep it hot.
Yeah.
Paul, the old smoker. Just throw him in a smoker.
Mm. Dude, you're fucking getting me so hungry for a beer, hot beer.
Oh my God.
That's right. You get hungry for a hot beer, not thirsty. I don't get squares not liking that shit. Johnny, I can't believe what happened in that fucking Bears-Giants game. Can you?
I can't either, son.
This shit was
it was
crazy.
Bound to happen, though.
I know. It was nuts.
So, good for them.
I know, right? That's crazy.
I'm kind of tight. The spread went the way it did, but hey.
That's what happens, you know?
Hit or miss.
Exactly. That's how
hit
it goes.
Hit or miss.
I love Thursday Night Football, which was on yesterday.
Did you say that was last time we did a podcast? You said that was the worst idea in the history of mankind was Thursday Night Football.
I've totally changed my mind. After this Bears-Giants game, I've totally changed my mind. I think Thursday Night Football
the one that aired yesterday, Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know why you're saying it like that. It's a weird way to talk.
Why would you point out the date? We don't need a calendar guy.
I'm just saying.
You're good.
No, it's
I don't know if I'm gonna pass out or vomit first tonight. If it's
well, just pass out on your stomach if you do that first.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, good idea.
I just want to get home on time to catch Shark Tank, which is also a fantastic Friday night show on ABC.
I haven't watched Shark Tank in a long time.
Shit is alright.
Is Mark Cuban buying everything?
No, he's kind of cheap actually for an owner. I hate that. Who's that Jew dude that's on there with no hair?
Jesus.
Mr. He's Happy? An asshole.
Mr. Happy?
Whatever his fucking name is. He's an asshole, son. He never wants to buy shit, and then he shits on people on top of it. Oh, that's a dumb idea.
How's the FUBU
guy
do?
I like when he tells people that they have a dumb idea.
Sometimes he's funny, but sometimes he just does it to be a dick. And then he fucks the other sharks over because they're like, yo, this is a good idea. I'll give you money for, like, slippers or whatever the fuck. And he's like, you know what? I'll give you, like, 15% more of what he's asking, but I want more control of the shit. So he's just a dick. You should stay to be a dick, dude. And he doesn't wear a yarmulke either, but he's a Jew. Yeah, all right, son. You got to keep that shit real.
I don't know that he's a Jew.
He is. They have to have one on the show. You know the rules on that.
Okay. Every TV show has to have a Jew.
No, one of those. One of those shows. I didn't say all that. See?
You're coming off as a fucking anti-Semite.
Not at all.
I don't need that shit on our side of the radio, all right?
I know.
I like Jewish people very much. They are awesome. I got a lot of Jewish friends because of y'all. Ian's Jewish, right?
Huh?
Ian, right? He's Jewish, right? There
That's
you go.
A Jewish name. I know you're just making up names to sound non-anti-Semitic, but I don't know anybody.
Greenstein,
right?
That's his last name, right?
Shlomo. You guys by Shlomo you introduced me to, right?
Oh, yeah. You stay having Jews in your apartment. It's a good time,
man.
You
know, man. Yuri?
Hey, I actually have a friend named Yuri.
Yevgeny?
Russian Jews? You hanging out with Russian Jews?
son. Brighton Beach all day, every day. Good dudes down there.
Oh, so, Stanley, you were telling me the other day that your buddy moved?
Yeah, my boy.
Technically, is it moving?
He quit his job, broke up with his chick, got rid of his apartment, packed a backpack, and just went to South America.
So it's like eat, love, pray, and shit?
Sure.
Is that what he's doing?
I don't think he's doing, I don't think he's doing much praying, but he's fucking just chilling in South America for the next 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
So wait. Did he break up? Was his breaking up with his girl the catalyst?
No. He had been planning on it, but then it was just like, fuck it. He just broke up with his chick.
Nice.
It's fucking great, right?
Well, I mean, I don't think you wanted to be down in South America for 4 months without being able to get any, like, South American pussy. Like,
You could still do it.
You wanted to be untethered.
It's amazing, right? It's that's some shit.
But he wanted to, he wanted to go no rubber. He wanted to take that risk on himself,
Impregnate some South American women.
Yeah, get all sorts of STDs.
I think he's going to Machu Picchu and like the fucking salt flats in Bolivia.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I respect that. He just quit he dropped everything and just said, "Fuck, I'm gonna do me." That takes balls, man. Good for him.
It does.
None of us will ever do that.
No, sorry. We
should do it. We should all just fucking. Go down to South America.
Oh, I'll go to South America at least once every 2 years.
End up in the Falkland Islands. Like, what up, Argentina? or Britain. Who owns them? Britain?
I think Britain.
That war was really over nothing. It's just a bunch of shitty islands.
I don't know about it because of a James Bond movie. I didn't even know that shit was actually real or not.
Which James Bond movie?
From Russia with Love? No. It was with Timothy Dalton and some Russians in it.
That's my favorite Bond.
He's all right. A little short, but he was all right.
No, I'm lying. Roger Moore is my favorite Bond.
Well, you get down like that, huh? Good for you, son.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
Yo, but 4 months straight, he has enough money, I'm guessing, to live down there for four
he's
months?
He's just going to go down there until his money runs out.
That's fucking ballsy.
That's crazy, right? They're going to meet him in Bolivia, if you know what I mean.
Hey.
You talk about coke?
Right.
I did read some thing where it's like people go on cocaine fucking vacations in Bolivia, like backpackers.
What do you mean? They're just like
in South America?
It's like a pub crawl, but with coke.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a
how do you
looking
mean?
At it.
Like, how does that happen?
They just there's like Bolivia is just there's just so many fuck there's so much coke there that
I think that's their currency down there.
Just go there and it's dirt cheap and it's like ridiculously pure and people just go and just fucking just get gacked for a week.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh no, shit in South America is mad cheap. Well. Clothes isn't cheap, but like electronics and shit like that. But like a life, you can have somebody killed for like $50 down there. No bullshit.
Fucking Dread Pirate Robert should have hit up some Bolivian motherfucker.
Oh, that guy was dumb.
Got greedy.
He's a greedy little bitch. And now he's going to do fucking. I'll only think the Dread Pirate's going to get.
Oh, he's never coming out of jail.
He'll get out. 18, maybe 20 years. He'll get out.
I doubt it.
He didn't kill anybody. How the fuck is he going
to
do
it? He tried to.
Conspiracy to murder.
They could also charge him concurrently. You know,
forgot about that.
Consecutive sentences
right.
Instead of concurrent sentences. They don't want that guy out of jail. They're going to make an example out of
him. But you know what, he could also probably get off because he might snitch on motherfuckers.
Who's he going to snitch on? He runs the whole shit. They have the servers with all the information
to
just get them.
He has the dealers on there. They probably want the dealers more than they probably want him.
They seized all the servers. Yeah. They know who all the dealers are. Everybody's fucked.
It's over, Johnny.
The door's getting kicked in around the country right now.
Jesus Christ.
Did you ever fucking buy anything off there?
I don't want to say right now.
Oh,
that's
man.
A no. Neither have I, Johnny.
No, never.
Everything's fine now.
I've just heard of this.
We're website. Totally safe.
What's a Silk Road?
That's what I'm saying. Sounds like Japanese porn.
It's in China, right?
Yeah, that's that thing where they used to, salts and shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Turks and whatnot.
Tie a silk fucking scarf around your dick and jerk you with it.
Hot.
That's a Silk Road. There you go. Get down on that, B.
Silk Road.
Look, all I'm saying is all I ever bought off there was some fucking cell phone jamming equipment, a sawed-off shotgun.
There you go.
And 2 ounces of cocaine. That's all. I mean,
really. I really bought a book of poetry. Really bad poetry.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a code word for child pornography. I know. It's like, you got that bad poetry for me? That 4-year-old bad poetry? Thanks. Yeah, yeah, Johnny. It gets that weird. Well, you've been listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Again, our Twitter account is @HSRadioShow. Our Facebook is facebook.com/HighSocietyRadio. And I think that's it for us. NewTrashCity.com. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Shawnee.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Night. I tell you, I tell you.